Some call it fantasy, some call it dream team. My wife calls it a waste of time, says come spend some time with me.
Get off your phone.
We have a pretty good competition, I'm sure you will agree. It's your first time here, welcome to Fantasy 40 Feet. You like that?
Yeah, well done, Dad.
We just tweaked it up a bit. Welcome, everyone. Fantasy Footy Feed. This is podcast number 5. It's like that Lou Bega song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, welcome back, guys. We had a pretty good round last week, didn't we, Dad?
Oh, yeah. Don't talk about Collingwood. Matty Oliver, off the bat, I'm sorry for talking down your competitiveness of the Saints. They had a pretty weak score, but then...
Was it the anniversary, Dad, for the... St Kilda's premiership.
I think that's a better one. But anyway, Matty Oliver, take my hat off. Congratulations to the Saints. They did well.
So we'll move on to the winners for the round, other than St Kilda.
Mate, don't rub it in. It's not a big deal, mate. Just gotta see how we go. So on Friday night, the Bombers. You tipped them, didn't you, Timmy?
Yeah, I thought off the back of the Melbourne win, they could,
Yeah, mate, it's a pretty dumb move, and I think you did a joke around too, which meant all your points went for double. You missed out, mate.
Yeah, I know, I stuffed it up. But I did get two really good trades, who were the best scorers for the Bombers that night. I brought Merritt in, he got 128, and Zaharakis got 112.
Well, that's pretty good, mate. Great return. Who else did well? We got Pittard from the Power, and Goddard, and Pollock, and Kelly. Fantasia, he's pretty good, mate. They all got over 100, those blokes. Like we said, the Bombers, they just weren't good enough.
It was like 60 points in the end.
Yeah, so good on the Power. They got their first win for the year after such a promising last couple of years. Yeah, if you know what I mean. You take this one, Tim.
Yeah, so Collingwood, they went down to the Saints for about 30 points. Montagna, he scored 160 dream team points. He was in the top three scorers for the round.
You had Jake Stephen and Billings and Nunes, all scored over 120, actually.
And then your favourite, Pendlebury's dad.
Yeah, mate, he's playing hurt. He's got bad ribs. Anyone knows anything about it? Matty Oliver, usually one of that stuff. Been a physiotherapist.
So Pendlebury, yes, 108. Adams, Langdon and Oxley were the other guys to get over 100 for that game. So that was pretty good.
And so the other one, Richmond. They just weren't quite up to the Crows. Crows 128 toppled the Tigers 92. You had Ellis, he did pretty well. He's scored above 140 along with Hooley, Cochin and Thompson from the Crows. They all got hundreds with Grigg from the Tigers.
Yeah, so that's pretty good all round for everyone there. Brodie Smith was still handy with 95, so he's good going to have in your corner. Matty Crouch, I'm just not sure. He 89, he's pretty reliable, but he might be one of my upgrades later on.
Yeah, we just got to keep some money in the bank.
Yeah, I know, I just got to sort it out. The Swans, so everyone would have picked them to beat the Giants, which they did, 93-68. Parker was the best for the Swans, he got 121 points. Scully, Josh Kennedy, Mumford, and Heath Shaw got over 100 as well. Tom Mitchell...
Mate, people put him in as captain. 111, it's pretty disappointing. Buddy Franklin kicked 4 goals, and Henneberry got a pair as well, I think. So that was pretty good.
And Tom Mitchell, he's the most expensive player last week too.
He was $620,000.
Yeah, and Sam Mitchell was up there too, so they're looking pretty good. But yeah, it didn't really work out. But Mitchell is pretty reliable, so good to stick with him anyway. He might drop a bit of money. Saturday night, we went to this game, didn't we, Dad?
Yep, nope, you, me and Anthony. We saw the Suns obliterate Carlton. Well, it was 50 points in the end? Yes, but they played really well. You had Ablett as captain, didn't you?
Yeah, he got 124. I knew he'd turn it up at home and... everything, but Aaron Hall, man, 151 points. That was insane. Lynch
kicked 4 goals, didn't he?
Yeah, 123 points. And Collar Jasny, got over 100. Wiedering was cool. He got 106. And Curno got over 100. Malcheski's kind of there lurking in the edges, just kind of being handy. Kicked a goal, 96 points. And the derby in the West.
Yeah, West Coast, they did well, 92 to 59. Nat Fyfe, a couple of you had him as captain, I think. Marco or anyone want to own up? Because you did pretty well, 122 points. Shuey did arrive for West Coast along with Gaff and Pritis. They were the blokes getting over 100.
It was good to see Yeo bounce back. He had a pretty weak performance last week. Lysette
and Lacroix, they also did good over 100 dream team points. Goldstein, the man of the moment, mate, he did pretty well, didn't he? Rocking against Maxi Gawn.
Yeah, they both did some pretty good scores. What did we get? Gawn was 116, but Goldstein, man, with 5 goals, 149 dream team points.
Yeah, he's in the top three. We'll go through that later on. Top three dream team scorers. Yeah, it was a 5-point match in the end. North Melbourne beating Melbourne down in Tassie. So Goldstein, Zeeble, Maxi Gawn, Brent Harvey. He kicked 6 goals. Sorry to mention that after the fact.
No, that's all right. But Goldie and Harvey, that's pretty incredible. Bernie Vince also got over 100, so that was pretty cool. I was going to get Max Gawn. Jared Wade. He got 93, but he was going to be one of my trades, but lucky I didn't go with him. We go the Bulldogs and the Hawks. This is pretty fierce. This is just 3 points. The Dogs went down. Anthony's got a bet with you, hasn't he, Dad?
Yeah, I know. He's kind of got this thing where, where he's convinced the Doggies are the real deal. They're going to play off in the grand final.
How much is he betting on that?
$100.
Yeah, I don't know. So what happens if... Yeah, so the both teams have to make it. So if Hawthorn and the Bulldogs play off in the granny, you win $100.
Yep. So, feel pretty good about it, mate. We'll see what happens. You put your money where your mouth is and it could, tip of the day to you, mate. That's pretty good. Caleb Daniel with a little bloke. He's smaller than me, mate. He's 5'7" or 5'6". Anyone wants to explain how high he is?
No, we could just Google it anyway. But he did pretty well with Dalhouse. Mitchell was good for the Hawks. And Adams, I'm going to get him in this week, I think.
Yep, Adams, 107. He's a cheapie. He's a defender forward. Burgoyne, and Isaac Smith. Gibson had a big one last week, and everyone's kind of expecting him to be amazing, so they all jumped on him. But, yeah, it was all right for score. Who's next, mate?
The Cats, 125, beat the Lions, 56. That was down in Cadenia Park. Mitch Duncan, 123 points. That was pretty amazing. And Selwood popped up again with 111. He's always pretty steady.
You always put him in. You like him more than Dangerfield, don't you?
Well, they all got over 100, like with Motlop and Wright. He's a cool, fairly affordable backman. So the best three players for individual Dream Team fantasy point scores.
Montagna, 160. He was the best of the best. And Aaron Hall from the Gold Coast Suns. He was 151. He's better than Ablett at the moment anyway. And goalie, Todd Coldstein. He got 149. So, yeah, so it's pretty good numbers anyway. How'd the teams go in our comp, Tim?
Well, Cranner, Shane Cranner Cranfield, man, congratulations. You've got 2,228 points. You were the best out of our comp. Next was my brother, Anthony.
Yep, my son, number two son. 2,153 points, mate, came second. And Timmy, well, you did pretty well, 2,143, so just 10 points behind him.
Yep.
With Into the Woods.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with how that went. Now, the ladder as it stands, we've got 3 teams undefeated on top with 3 wins. And we have, how many do we have with 2 wins, Dad?
I got 7, I think, 7. We'll just go over the ladder anyway. Edgy, what I might, Hand of God. Tui on your boot, Andrew Oliver, Matty Oliver, Goddard Love a Flag, his little brother, and Shane Cranner Cranfield. Send us a line, mate, if you like the podcast, and you're doing pretty well with the coaching down in Tassie.
So Mighty Dons, he leads a pack of teams on 2 wins with Mighty Dons, Goddard Love a Flag, Altitude, Denial, Into the Woods, Flashes, Magpies, and that runs out the top 8 anyhow, so... Good luck next week, guys.
Yeah, and I hope you're enjoying the podcast. And please just hit us up on Facebook and comment and as such.
So, yeah, no, it's all good. So thanks for joining us again, and we'll catch you next week.